If you choose to serve the Lord in truth and in faith, you will eat the good things the land produces. If your loyalty towards God conflicts with money, with social relations, with position, with comfort, with pleasure, you are likely to be indifferent. If you choose to make God one of those things, money, position, power, social relations, pleasure, comfort, any of this can stop you from praying. Any of this can make you pray the more. As for me, God is the only reason for my sitting, for my looking, for my walking, for my eating, for my sleeping, for my laughing. If you make God your only reason, your only thing, your struggle will make you stronger. Your prayer will stand the test of time.
Thank you, Lord. Right now, begin to speak every good word. Jesus is my Redeemer, is my Savior, my Healer, my Partner, my Friend in Life, my Companion. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Have your seat. Amen. It is good to improve our quiet moments devotions. It is a great thing to improve our quiet moments for devotion, so that when we are alone, we may not be alone, but we may have Jesus within us. Hallelujah. If you choose to serve the Lord in truth and in faith, you will eat the good things the land produces. That is, if you choose to improve your quiet moments in truth and in faith, you will eat good foods, good things, wonderful things the land produces. We are going to take this message title, Total, Not Partial. So I'm going to take you part two of this. We are going to take the same message from the book of Joshua, 24 verse 19. I want you to insert your name where the message is personal. Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord. He is holy. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the law and serve foreign gods, that is the gods of your forefathers, what will happen? He will turn and bring disaster, that is destruction, on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you." Amen. Total, not partial. Tell your neighbor. When you look at that message, to an internally minded person, the message may appear so rude, so frightful, so disturbing. How can a man of God tell me that I will not be able to serve the law when I'm here to serve the law? But Joshua did not say this out of hatred or with an intent to write them off. He probably knew how much they must have committed themselves to other consigns. When I say consigns, I mean object of interest rather than God. What are those consigns? Like money, position, power, social relations, traditional belief. Many of us today see God as one of those things. God is one of the important things to them. They place God Almighty as equal to or lower than other considerations. That's why Joshua said this: you will not be able to serve the Lord. Listen to what Joshua said. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. As for Joshua, God is the only thing. God is the only reason. Tell your neighbor, as for me, God is the only reason for my sitting, for my looking, for my walking, for my eating, for my sleeping, for my laughing. If God is the only thing, only reason, your commitment will be total, not partial. Tell your neighbor, if God is the only reason, if God is the only thing, your commitment will be total, not partial. If God is one of those things, your commitment will be partial, not total. Joshua said to his people, as for me and my household, the only reason is God. The only thing is God. Therefore, our commitment is total, not partial.
Oh Lord, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh Lord, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you.
Have your seat. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Like Joshua of old, I am putting it to you this day to choose what you make of God. Let me take you to the book of Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your soul. This is what Jesus instructed in Matthew 22 verse 37. How can a man be said to do this? When you love nothing, listen to that, in comparison of him, but in reference to him alone, when you are ready to sacrifice your body, your health, your time, your comfort for the honor of the Lord your God, I mean every good thing the Lord has given you in terms of your strength, your money, your time, your effort, your faith, quality one, you have made him the only thing, the only reason in your life. Those who see God as one of those things, money, business, social relations, comfort, can affect their relationship with God. Any of these things can stop them from praying. Take note of that. Any of these things can stop them from praying, can also make them pray the more.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledging, and he shall direct, and he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord,
trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that wonderful message. It's a message for you personally. Praise the Lord. If you choose to make God one of those things, money, position, power, social relations, pleasure, comfort, any of this can stop you from praying. Any of this can make you pray the more. A good example I'm giving. Many are not here today. When you meet them, they will tell you that they were expecting their cousin, their social relation. They were expecting a man who promised to give them contract or money. Or some will say there were no petrol, no transport, traffic jam. They place God as equal to or lower than other considerations. When you want a contract, you come to church with your big agbada. Praise the Lord! Before now, anytime they praise God, you don't know. Now you want the contract of millions. This was what Joshua meant when he said, you are not able to serve the Lord. He did not say this out of hatred or with an intent to write them off. He probably knew how much they must have committed themselves to other concerns, that is, object of interest, money, position, social relation, comfort, peace. If your loyalty towards God conflicts with money, with social relations, with position, with comfort, with pleasure, you are likely to be indifferent. I mean, sit on the fence. Say, I'll go to church next time. I must attend that wedding. Let me take you to that book of Joshua. Listen to Joshua. If you forsake the law and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster, that is destruction, on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you. Hallelujah. Verse 21. But the people said to Joshua, no, don't curse us. We will serve the Lord. This is an embarrassment, discouraging. We will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourselves that you will serve the Lord. Wow. Joshua was concerned about their fusion with God. And at the same time, expressing his fear that despite their present declaration, in spite of their present declaration, notwithstanding their present declaration, that they will serve the Lord, they will afterwards draw back and incur God's wrath on themselves.
His people were saying, Jesus is our Lord. We will serve him. He's our Savior. Would Jesus remain their Savior in the face of difficulty? Jesus is our Savior. We will serve him. We will die for him. Will Jesus remain your Savior in the face of uncertainties? Would they not doubt his sufficiency when they are sick and healing is not forthcoming? In spite of their prayer and fasting, judge yourself. I'm talking to you. Joshua did not say this, you are not able to serve the Lord, out of hatred. No, I will serve the Lord. Jesus is my Savior, Jesus is my Lord. This is a mere claim, unless this claim is tested in rare situation. Hey, Jesus is my Lord, Jesus is my Redeemer, I'm telling you, I will serve him, I will live for him. Yes, I'm born again, my name is Joshua. Come out. Hey, Otako, I accept Jesus. I was a thief before, but now I accept him as my Lord and Savior. I'm telling you, I was a liar. Hey, no, I'm a child of God. Mere claims, unless tested in real situation, your claims will remain suspect. Face persecution and let us see the outcome of the persecution. What's your name? Peter. I'm born again. I'm a friend. I'm bishop. Mere claims, unless these claims are tested in rare situations where there will be persecution, hatred, envy, jealousy. And let us see the outcome of the name you call yourself. Gold is tested by fire. Human character is tested in the furnace of humiliation. The test we are talking about, the temptation we are talking about, could be in form of money, could be in form of whatever. If you make God only thing, only reason, your struggle will make you stronger. Tell your neighbor, if you make God only reason, your struggle will make you stronger. Finally, when Joshua said to his people, you are not able to serve the Lord, Joshua knew that whatever his people were promising concerning God could be mere lip service, which lacked fundamental roots in God. And whatever is not rooted in God cannot stand the test of time, cannot stand persecution, cannot stand tribulation, cannot stand violence, cannot stand trouble, cannot stand names calling, cannot stand hatred. When Joshua said to his people, I can see you will not be able to serve the Lord, this means by their nature, disposition of their mind, antecedents, I mean past record, it will be difficult for them to worship God in truth and in faith.
Joshua knew this. He knew that whatever Jesus is the Lord, whatever Jesus is Savior, whatever Jesus is my healer, whatever, people were promising concerning God could be mere lip service, which lacked fundamental roots in God. Him.
Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah.
Was telling his people, if you make God your only reason, your only thing, your struggle will make you stronger. Your prayer will stand the test of time. Tell your neighbor, if you choose to make God the only reason for your struggle, your struggle will make you stronger. Jesus is the only reason for my walking, is the only reason for my laughing, my only reason for dancing, my only reason for looking, my only reason for living. Now, decision. Will you be able to serve the Lord? Your antecedent. What are the disposition of your heart? Are you sure you are not making a mere lip service that lacks fundamental roots in God? Father, I pray Let your word abide in them. And we abide in it. Viewers, anywhere you are, when Joshua said to his people, "You are not able to serve the Lord," he did not say this out of hatred. Viewers, he probably knew how much they must have committed themselves to other concerns. I want to leave you in faith, viewers. And I'm here telling you that Joshua knew that whatever his people were promising, consigning God, could be mere lip service, which lacked fundamental roots in God. That was why Joshua said, "You are not able to serve the Lord." I pray, I can see you serve the Lord. I can see you serve the Lord. I can see you worship God in truth and faith. I can see you serving Him. I can see you. I can see you sacrifice your body, sacrifice your soul, sacrifice your time, sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice your ease, your comfort, your comfort, your pleasure. I can see you sacrifice your comfort for the glory of the Lord. I can see you sacrificing your time for the glory of the Lord. I can see you sacrificing your body for the glory of the Lord. I can see you sacrifice your soul for the glory of the Lord. Let the people of God say amen.